Blog Talk Radio.
He's having technical issues.
Welcome to the Outsiders. I'm Hills the Vet. My mic is finally working. Praise is you there. My mic wasn't working. I don't know what's going on. We back. I'm here with Sylvester,
yes,
my great award-winning co-host. He's in a red velvet, all-red suit. You might not know what color that red velvet is. Hello, somebody. Mr. President, how you doing, my brother?
I'm feeling great, man. What's going on, world? What's going on outside of us? It's good to be back. You know, we haven't been on since September 14th, so anytime we take a hiatus like that, you get to take people who act like they don't know what's going on, and that's what happened with the mic situation. And you already know what I want to do to him, but I'm going to right now because it's been a while.
Thank you. I like to keep foods in people's mouths. Kids need to eat bread. It's not about the adults. They make the babies. They got to take care of them. Hello, somebody. So we want to keep the food in their mouths. But this is the Outsiders. Hills the Best and Mr. Prez. As week 10 is about finished, a matchup that favored, let me get my words together because I'm looking at my sheet that was just slid right in front of me. A matchup that a lot of people wanted to see, we got to see in the desert last night. San Francisco, Arizona, Wade, Prez, y'all met in, I want to say week 5, week 6, I'm not quite sure. I don't know your schedules right off the top of my head. Week 5, I got my stat sheet. And it was a one-point game, Prez. You kind of gave the game away. You said in your press conference that you felt like you was the better team. Just let one slip away, and you knew what you would get back next time y'all played. And revenge is so sweet. And they said it was very sweet last night in Arizona. Prez, how do you feel about that game? I didn't get to catch your press conference last night. What was said about your team and how they performed last night?
Well, they did their job. You know, as he said, just come in and do your job. Because in week 5, they did not do their job. The kicker didn't execute. The kicker didn't play well. The coach didn't call the right play. And as a team, as a unit, we did not do what we were supposed to do. And we kicked ourselves around for a few days because that felt good to the San Francisco 49ers. They gave them momentum. And so last night when we saw them, we wanted to make sure that we let them know that, in the late words of Denny Green, we let you off the hook, but not tonight. Tonight we're going to come out and play great defense. We're going to fight. We're going to fight hard. We're no longer going to look ahead. We're going to play one play at a time. And that's what we did. We came in and played ball last night. And I want to congratulate the San Francisco 49ers because they played a great ball game. But at the end, it wasn't enough for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I agree. I thought it was a very entertaining game. We definitely had our scouts there to watch the game as we will be traveling to Arizona in week 11. We're currently in D.C. prepared to play the Redskins tonight in a late kickoff. And it was a very entertaining game. One thing I just want to put out there quickly before we get going, talking about this game before I analyze it any further. I'm trying to figure out the kid's name. He plays with the San Francisco 49ers. I have to find him, and that's his name. Jackson Gabriel, whatever his name is. Wade Lopez, you should be ashamed of yourself. I see that number 80 in the San Francisco 49ers jersey, and all I remember is my childhood, Jerry Rice going down the middle of the seam, taking a 5-yard slant, 80 yards when they said he had 4.6 speed. I see a Hall of Famer player present. All I see is a guy that's returning kicks, wearing number 80. It just breaks my heart, and it's a little disrespectful to Jerry Rice. And I also want to shout out Richie. I mean, call him out as well. As I see Carlos Williams rocking number 34, Sweetness jersey. Do better, you two. Disrespecting Jerry Rice and the late Walter Payton Perez. I just had to get that out before we got further in the show.
You know, that's a great point, especially when you think about what Walter Payton and Sweetness mean to the city of Chicago. I don't even know the bum name who wears 34, but it's disrespectful to a legend who made that city great and who won them a Super Bowl and carried it on his back. Hello, somebody. If I go look at the team and I see a 50 somewhere, I'm really going to have to just shut the whole organization down until they respect the past, because until you respect the past, you will never be nothing in the present or the future. Hello, somebody.
Wow, Chris is fired up. I'm just a little upset. DJM pointed out to me. He told me that he's seen the Bears number 34, and I told him, get out of here. You're drinking a little too much. I know you didn't see that. And when I played him and I seen 34 in the backfield, I got a little emotional. Then I got very angry because Sweetness is – you just don't play with him, Prayer. That's just a no-no in my book. He was one of my favorite players. I didn't get to see him live when I was young because I was too young. But I watched a lot of films. Walter Payton was a wonderful man. I just can't believe Carlos Williams wearing number 34. Do better, Richie. Do better, Wade Lopez. It's just disgusting and disturbing in his own right.
Yes. Hello, somebody. But I'm gonna piggyback on that. And speaking of great running backs, I wanna talk about the running back situation in UE.
Go ahead, bro.
It's a tight race. I'm looking at the running backs right now. You have Hyde. You have Darkwa. You have Adrian Peterson. You have Lacy. You have Jamal Charles. You have Tevin Coleman. Those names that I named you are not who people came to see. The people who they came to see is Mr. 2,000 Yards, who's on pace to rush for 2,000 yards, and his name is Mr. David Johnson. He has 182 carries, 1,149 yards, and 19 touchdowns. The only person that I see on this list who could threaten him in touchdowns is the one and only Adrian Peterson all day with 17. And this week when the Minnesota Vikings travel to the Arizona Cardinals, I'm curious to see if Adrian Peterson is going to get in the end zone, because what I'm going to guarantee for the show, because that's what I do, David Johnson will have at least two touchdowns. He will push it to 21 by the end of that game when we advance. Hello, somebody.
Wow.
So what I'm suggesting to you is he has 1,149 yards. By the end of the Purple Rain Turns to Barney show, hello, somebody. Hello, preacher. Okay.
Wow.
He might be looking at 14. He may be looking at close to 1,400 yards going into the next game after the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow. We here in Minnesota, we're folks, like I say, we're a lot of film work to watch the Redskins. We're not deceived by their records. We watch a lot of the Redskins games. They have a lot of close losses under their belt, lost by five. Giants kind of scored late to make it look worse than what it was. It was a one-possession game late in the fourth quarter. Lost to the Browns last-second field goal. Lost to Baltimore last-second field goal. Lost to Philly by two. Won by three. And Cincinnati scored late. We're focused on the Redskins and that stingy defense.
Wow.
This team lost at least five games by at least less than 4 points spread. We're going to stay focused on Washington. But we do have our calendar circled for Arizona. A lot of chatter has been coming out of the West. And a lot of people talk about the NFC and Minnesota's just been lackadaisical walking through. And they feel like that's our first skill test defensively. But we're going to be worried about the Redskins, and we'll do what we have to do. We haven't given up a 100-yard rusher, and we're not planning on giving up none in the next 5 to 6 weeks. Take it however way you want to take it, brother. I don't see David Johnson getting 100 yards. I'd be surprised to get 70 in that football game. The Minnesota Vikings is coming with your hard hat, and we're making sure David Johnson – we'll feel the pain every single time we touch the football.
Wow. That's all
we got to say about that.
And you know, not want to spend a lot of time on that game, but I will say this. Speaking on that Washington Redskins game, let's just be honest. And I love your modestness, and I love how you downplay things and say, hey, he's been in a lot of close games. His record could simply be shifted by five wins instead of five losses. Yeah, that sounds good, It could. That, I mean, that's actual facts, right? You see the close games, you can look that up, right? That is factual evidence. That's not me making that up, or you making that up. But what I will say, what if you did make up is just this world of just competition that you're going to see against the against the Washington Redskins, all to play into this. I don't know if you want to be the underdog, but you're undefeated. I'm going to be the one to break that streak. I don't see the Washington Redskins, and I hope they do. I hope they come in and surprise you and beat you down. But they don't know you like I do. Hello, somebody. Hello, because I know you. I know how you think. I know what you want to drink. Hello, somebody. I know what's going on in that organization. And when you're talking about scouting, buddy, we have had somebody in the stands every game, home and away. So we're ready for this game. That's all that I want to say about that. And let's go Washington Redskins, because on this show, we say Redskins. We say the slur on this show because I have an Indian friend who said it's not a slur. That's just want to let you know.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people that say that it wasn't a slur. I mean, if we say that, you know, some people might get a little offended. You know, we live in a soft time. But we just quickly, I'm going to go back to the Redskins. Four losses, total points by 13 points. These Redskins will be a force to be reckoned with next season. Fred, you wasn't on the show with me yesterday, my mandatory Hills of Legends show, due to the contract that I signed. Watch what you sign without your lawyers. That's all I'm going to say about that. Game of the week will be tonight, real late. You'll probably be asleep, Fred. You don't have to play late. You're not going to stay up. Austin, UPT, Broncos, Saints. They're kicking off around 11 to 12 o'clock tonight. Not quite sure the time. I think that one said Pacific, one said Central. So we'll see where they're going to play. Late tonight, Broncos, Saints. Broncos without Peyton Lynch for this matchup. UPT's been in Mexico trying to repair what he done with the Diablos down there. What you expect in this type of football game?
I don't expect much from UPT. I don't expect much. He's been in Mexico. What he did with that relationship, and to go back to the city, he left that city and team in shambles. Mexico City threw him out. That's why he's back early. Okay, he was supposed to be gone for a week, but they threw his ass out because they didn't want him in this city. So right now he's discombobulated, he's jet lagged, and Austin has been chomping at the bit here. It was a close game the last time they played each other in whichever league, but what I can assure you is that the Denver Broncos will come out victorious in this game, and if UPT is not careful and has not shaked off that jet lag, it might get ugly, and it might get ugly fast.
Wow, and that's saying a lot for Fred to go for Austin on this show. So that's how much – you must have a true inside source about his trip down to Mexico for you to make that decision, that prediction for Austin. But we know you do not root for Austin in any shape, in any league. If he was playing tic-tac-toe, you wouldn't pick Austin. So
correct.
Something
correct.
Must have been tipped off in Mexico.
Right. Correct. Because don't get it twisted. He might have got picked this time, but that's only because I understand the hangover that UPT it will be induced with. So I'm not worried about that. And don't get it twisted. We will not be rooting for the Denver Broncos any more than the next man. But I just don't feel that the New Orleans Saints would be prepared. Right now, it's as if Hurricane Katrina had come through that city all over again.
Wow. Now, let me ask you just quickly about the Saints, since they are jet lag and all that. Do they kind of falter down the stretch? We know that the NFC South is basically now a two-man race. The Bucs look like they're discombobulated. They will stay in Tampa, though. It's going to be Atlanta and the New Orleans. Are we looking at a potential 7-9 division winner at the NFC South this year, Chris?
Absolutely. That whole division, you know it's bad when you have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers saying the only player that they have on the team is Mike Evans, okay? That's when you know it's bad, okay, in the NFC South. Because You have Severian Jenkins. You have Jameis Winston.
Yes.
You have Levante David. You have Kwon Alexander. You have Vernon Hargraves. You have some pieces. Yes, there's work to do, but let's not act like it's a whole massive overhaul. So the fact that that's his mindset, he's done. Count him out, okay? So now, like I said, UPT is a hangover. It may take him one or two games to get back, but he'll get back to what he needs to do. And as far as, I believe, Trapp is the Falcons.
Falcons.
Bleed. He will do what he does well. He will bleed out on the ground for everybody to see. So that division is truly up for grabs. And he picked the right division because you could bleed out and still make the playoffs here.
Wow. So you're like a crystal ball. NFC South, did they win any playoff game? We know they're not going to get no more than one guy, the division winner. Does the division winner have any chance to win a playoff game for the NFC South? Because this division is looking very weak.
No Cinderella story here. And truth be told, I wish I was in that division because my division, I have Wade that I look to, and that's the only person that will give me competition. As you saw, the Seahawks have counseled themselves out. But he should have known to be on auto before it even started. NFC South, it's a wrap there. It will be no Cinderella story coming out of the South.
Speaking quickly on the NFC West, the upset last night, Seattle folded in New England, 15 unanswered by the Patriots in the fourth to win that football game. Coach Carey talked after the football game. He was very emotional, said his guys have been working hard week in and week out. They just wasn't getting the job done, and he finally got over that hump last night. Got that little monkey off his back, him and Tom Terrific, 15 unanswered. And Coach Tristan just had a meltdown on the sideline. You should have seen the egg on his face during that fourth quarter when it was just falling apart. What can you say about the Seahawks, Fred? They are a very talented football team, and it looks like they are heading for a top 12 pick, no doubt about it.
Oh, okay, so there's two things that I need to say about this, so I want to separate the two. Speaking on the Seahawks, what that shows you by the Seahawks owner, that he is truly trash. When you have a team as great as the Seahawks and say you have no team and you can't win with that team, it makes you question what kind of damn team you want, okay? Because you have the defense, you have the offense. Yes, you might be lacking on the offensive line side, but there's things that you could do to make that team great, okay? So the fact that he's quote-unquote auto all season for the rest of the season, he's been on auto before it started. Right. He's been on auto before it started, okay? So the fact that you wait these nine games, that is not going to help you get better. What you need to do is learn to play with what you have, okay? That's for the Seahawks. They're trash, they're terrible, they're disgusting, and they shouldn't even be in the league. Hashtag Sea Stew Seahawks. Hello, somebody.
Have you played the Seahawks this season yet, Prince?
I did. He went up 17-0, beating his chest. He
got on
the mountaintop.
Right.
Yes. He went up 17-0. He was
easy
calling
work.
Everybody. Right. He even took selfies while he was down at home, right? So let me tell you something. We shot out slow. We didn't panic. We didn't fear. What we did was, it was 17-3 going into halftime. My boy didn't score but 3 points for the rest of the game. We shut it down. Call me the dream, because I shut it down. I shut it down. Down.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
You're all right, brother. Well, let's quickly look at the Seahawks schedule.
The reason why the Patriots won that game was I was on the sideline, and I told Tom Brady something, and I told the coach something, channeled my who must be inspired. And I told him, I said, if you want to be a quarterback and you want to win, you're going to do it today. I remember what Sister Mary Clarence said. If you wake up in the morning and all you want to be is a singer, you ought to be a singer, girl. And I said, if you want to be a winner, and you want to be a winner today, you need to go in and whoop his ass, and that's all you'll ever be is a winner. Hello, somebody. And he came back, and he beat the Seahawks and put them in for retirement. Big ups to Kerry. I know KT don't like me to give the Patriots credit, but KT, he did it. He beat the Seahawks, who's trash, and that shows that the Seahawks is the worst team in UE, period.
You said before the season they'd be a top five pick. They have a lot of losses on their belt. I'm not quite sure. I think they're 3-4. I'm not sure. I'm not really counting their wins, loss. I'm looking at their final schedule. Eagles, Bucks, Panthers have personal issues, so he's on auto. The Packers, Rams, yourself, 40. Oh, my God. This is Trishan. He's in a tough sledding right now. He has the Eagles. He has the Cardinals week 16, 49ers week 17, the Rams week 15. I'm not even quite sure can he beat the Rams right now. Perez, how many more visits
and I have you something. I have an inside scoop here. I'm just reading the text here. The 49ers said they were embarrassed by the Seahawks. When they play, the 49ers said he's going to do something that he has never done. He said he might get suspended because he's going to beat the living hello somebody out of the Seahawks. Breaking news. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Way to go, Lopez. That's kahunas, buddy. Way to go. Wow.
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 Let's just keep it quickly and immediately. Do the Seahawks beat Clemmy and the Eagles, who has been very stingy defensively, top five, do they have a chance next week in Week 11 to win that football game?
Absolutely not. Fletcher Cox will go ham because once when you have in your mind that your offensive line is horrible, you play to your own demise.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
That is.
So he's done. You know, you got to go into these games feeling that your team is better than the other team, and once when you feel that you're already giving up a weakness, you mentally are out of it. So I don't see him winning any more games for the rest of the season, quite naturally. He might lose it when he plays the damn Panthers on auto. The force might say, nah, this sorry bitch can't get the win, man. Give him the loss anyway. Like, that's what the game might do. Like, that's the kind of shit it is. Like, even if you put the force in the game, the game may reject it because he's such trash. I mean, really.
Wow. Richard Sherman.
And I
want to
let you
Earl
know,
Thomas.
I am putting the mixtape out to address my division. Specifically, as once a girl said when I was in college, speaking to the professor, she said, specifically, but that show you the ignorance.
Yeah.
Specifically, Tristan and the Seahawks. I will have a mixtape, and I might be able to play cuts of it before the show is over.
Wow. Well, we definitely know you dropped that hot fire. We've listened to a few of your selections, and they've been nothing five mics in all of the Source Magazine press. So big ups to you on your split Kazam career. Hello, somebody. They might not know who Kazam is. I might just need to leave that reference alone. For the young kids.
And I'm sorry to cut you off, but that was a real weak reference. I almost feel insulted. I mean, he was a flash in the pan. Hello, somebody. He got a lot of money, but it wasn't because of his rapping. So, I mean, give me Big Willie style. Hello, somebody, for y'all kids who don't know. I'm going to just leave it at that because that was getting jiggy with it. But anyhow, continue.
I dig that. L.O.B., Trish. L.O.B., bro, you got a real talented team. I'm not quite sure. I agree with Perez 1,000%. If you can't play with the Seahawks and they don't have enough talent, what type of team are you truly, truly looking for? And that's pretty sad. Fred, what is your – as we look through the Miami Dolphins, they're 7-1, 8-1, not quite sure of their record. Who are you more surprised about? I think the Cincinnati Bengals, we both had them. I had them actually winning the AFC North. They're currently 8-1 as well. Who are you more surprised of, the Bengals 8-1, Miami Dolphins 8-1, or the Jacksonville Jaguars, who are 7-1, and they face their brother tomorrow? The Houston Texans, and we know what type of debacle the Texans have turned into this season. Quickly, Perez, Who is your most surprised team out the AFC right now? Bengals, Dolphins, or the Jags?
I'm going to have to go with the Jacksonville Jaguars just slightly. They don't have a lot, you know. The Dolphins have an expensive defensive line. They have an expensive quarterback, where the Jacksonville Jaguars have players who are trying to prove themselves. So when you look at Blake Bortles, he's not great. When you look at Allen Robinson, who Michael Irvin said he reminds him of himself. So when he has pieces, but they're not proven pieces, where you have the Bengals who have proven pieces, you have the Dolphins who have proven pieces. But I will say this about the Miami Dolphins. They better pray to God that Jarvis Landry stays healthy, because without Jarvis Landry, he's done. And I'm going to shut him down whenever we play him this season.
Wow. So he is a – Jarvis Landry must be getting a lot of targets and completions. We haven't really been following the Dolphins none this season. So this man, that is a fair warning to you that you – Jarvis Landry, and as I'm looking – yeah, he likes Landry. Landry's a dynamic player, and I will agree with you on that phrase. I go to Jacksonville Jaguars, and I said it yesterday on my show, and I say it quickly again today. We both got on my man Squid for that top two pick, and he picked the Jaguars, and we wonder what he really was going to do. And all he's went out and done is have a top five scoring offense, top five scoring defense. He's dominating opponents. He's beating good people along the way. He's embarrassing DJM. He's put him into a shell of himself. I expect him to hang up about 30 or 40 against his brother tomorrow. Those type of games are a little personal for Squid. I think he's going to try to embarrass his brother as well. I'm surprised that the Jags are playing as well now. Will they make a deep playoff run? Time can only tell, but Jaguars are definitely a surprise team, but they're not a fluke. I think they'll be there for the long haul, Fred. We have 2 minutes left, Fred. Is there anything you would like to get off your chest before the next episode of The Outsider?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What was the question?
I see my mic is cutting up on me. I said we have less than 90 seconds left. What is there anything that you would like to get off your chest before the next edition of The Outsider?
Well, you know, there's much to say that, you know, I just want to just tip my hats off to everybody who comes in, play their games, schedule their games, easy to be contact. All the people that I played, I big ups, because every time I hit you up, you guys been, you know, right on cue. So, you know, that's what's cool. It's cool to see folks being able to be reached to get this work by the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow. And we'll leave it at that. And let's just continue on lifting up. I usually don't say this much, but let's pray for all our brothers in the league, because we're all brothers. We're all going through different things. Let's keep them prayed up. Pray for our brother Fly. Just pray for everyone in UE, if you know the word of prayer. Like I said, I usually don't say that, but let's just keep everyone lifted up. Keep getting your games played. Week 11 game of the week, Cardinals and Vikings. Be prepared for that week 11. It's going to be an epic lead up to that matchup. And also, week 10 matchup tonight, Austin and UPT. UPT, get off of that jet lag. Whatever prayers got you on, hooked on in Mexico, get off of it, brother. Get clean before tonight. The city needs you. If you lose, knowledge might turn on you. And it's all about the UE. We'll catch you again on The Outsiders. Get your game played, and we're out.